Mike Dunlap in the house. We call this segment From Where I Sit, the consulting firm of Michael A. Dunlap and Associates. And we might have associates in the studio this morning. Good morning, Mike Dunlap.
Good morning, Shelley. Happy Tuesday. We have a little springtime. I can personally report the tulips are up in Holland and in bloom. So I think spring's here.
Well, April showers and May showers bring May flowers. So hopefully that's it. Tulip time does begin this coming week. So looking forward to that. Take it away.
Well, we're going to enjoy a different program today with a topic that I'm personally involved and engaged with. Rather than say from where I sit, I was going to say this is where I start. Shelley, we're here today to introduce our audience to West Michigan and the rest of the world, thanks to podcasts, to the Western Michigan University Richmond Product Design and Innovation Program with its first class starting in autumn of 2017. So our guests are from Western Michigan University, my alma mater.
I would hope so. And I give a guess that's why we have two additional guests with us today, Mike. So we've got the whole 20-minute segment. Let's have the introductions.
Well, sitting next to me at the microphone is Dan Guyette, who I just called Dan. He's really Daniel. And Michael Elwell, who joins us on the phone.
So good morning to you on the phone, Michael.
Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, that's called a mic check. All right, a little bio information, if you would, Mike Dunlap.
Currently serves as the dean of the College of Fine Arts at Western Michigan University. Most recently, he served 4 years as dean of the College of Fine and Performing Arts at Western Washington University. Prior to that, he was dean of the College of Fine Arts at the University of South Dakota for 5 years. Other appointments include chair of the Department of Theater and Arts and Dance at University of Northern Colorado, producer and resident scene designer for the Little Theater in the Rockies, head of the Design and Technology Program at UNC, and assistant professor of the theater at Utah State University, resident scenic designer at the Old Lyric Repertory Theater, and assistant professor of theater at Guilford College of North Carolina. So, that's quite a little bit.
I think you paid your dues.
Yeah. And a lot of places.
It's good. And obviously, a little more current, Mike, we're talking about you in the house. Dan, what are you? What else do you want us to make sure we mention about you?
Oh, I think that covered me well. Thank you again for having me here today, Shelley and Mike, and hosting me. And it's just a delight to be here and talk about our new programming and what we're developing at Western Michigan.
Yes, dean of the College of Fine Arts at Western Michigan University, the Broncos. And, Mike, a bit of Michael Elwell, if you would.
Well, Michael has a BS in Industrial Design from the University of Notre Dame, attended University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign on a Patello Fellowship. He earned a Master of Fine Arts in 2001. Wide-ranging professional experience, including corporate at Radio Flyer and Coachman Industries. He's a consultant at the design from Process 4. He's a freelance entrepreneur and academic. Michael is founder and co-owner of Benefactory, a company that measures high-end gifts and benefactors of charities, universities, and nonprofits. Anyway, he will be leaving his position at the University of Notre Dame as an assistant professional specialist, designation of assistant teaching professor, become the first associate professional program director for the Richmond Product Design and Innovation Institute at Western.
Right, another Western winner. So, again, welcome to you, Michael Elwell.
Thank you.
Congratulations to your success. Let's get into our questions for all of you, if I would. I'm going to lead the question. And, Dan, I think I'll start with you, a very direct question. Why here and now? You already had this great program. It was eliminated, I understand, over a decade ago. So you're bringing something like this back. Talk about it.
Yeah, that's a great question, Shelley. So we did have an industrial design program in the College of Engineering that was put to rest about a decade ago by our current provost, who was dean at that time. And really, I think the problems there were was kind of a more historic-looking program and not as forward-looking as they wanted, and they didn't really see a possibility of making those changes at that time. When I was hired 4 years ago, this was brought up to my attention and said, hey, what do you think about bringing in a new innovative program in product design or industrial design? I said, absolutely. And we started with our consultants, brought them to town. And, you know, Michigan has a long history of industrial design, and it's been a vital part of the Michigan economy for decades. And it's predicted that between 2012 and 22, the sector will grow by about 4% a year, and the medium salary for jobs in that field will be over $65,000. So as we look at the possibility of employment, we discovered that there are many jobs in the region that can't be filled. There isn't enough graduates coming out in this field, and our partners, our corporate partners, all those that keep our economy thriving are really struggling to draw talent to the area. So we saw a need, and as a university, we see that as being our responsibility to meet the community need in this kind of a way. So we, for the last 3 years, have been developing what would be a very innovative and forward-looking program, and that's where we are today.
I'm going to ask Mike Elwell, what makes this program different from those offered by other colleges and universities?
Well, what makes it different is exactly what drew me to the program, to the Institute, and what I'm hoping will draw students to the Institute in the future. And that's that there's incredible support from the school, from the college, from the dean, from the university, from local industry. And so there's intense opportunity when you can form those partnerships. Also, and perhaps most importantly, because it's housed under an institute, we have the opportunity to be interdisciplinary. And so all of the design students will be taking courses in engineering and also in entrepreneurship. My background is in entrepreneurship. As you said, I own a business called Benefactory. And so the opportunity to, you know, to take on an institute that is encouraging students to not only be able to design beautiful products, but also make sure that they work and that there's a market for them is quite the challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
I guess a question for both of you. I'll start with you, Mike. Are there other product design and innovation programs?
Well, not product design and innovation by title, but there are other similar programs around the country. I would say that they're trending, and so I believe Western Michigan is ahead of the curve there. At the University of Notre Dame, we currently offer a collaborative product design and innovation minor, and so, you know, that's it's much smaller in scope than what Western Michigan is offering. Northwestern offers innovation throughout their master's in business. The University of Illinois is starting a design center. And so you're starting to see these pop up around the country, but nobody has been able to move as quickly as Western Michigan is.
Cool. Dan, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Shelley, thanks. When we looked at and developing this program, we certainly said, what's out there now? Because if we're going to start a program, how do we distinguish ourselves? How do we really be that competitive new program against programs that have been around for 70-plus years? So we brought in a couple of consultants, Carnegie Mellon, one of those old programs, University of Cincinnati. Those were our two consultants came from, and they're the ones that really helped guide us. And I said, create a program that you'd want to come work at and teach at and be a part of. And they did. And that really led it. And then our faculty, our fine faculty from business, from engineering, and from fine arts came together and for the last year and a half, 2 years, worked on the curriculum that would define that perfect three-legged stool of form, function, and manufacturing, which is really what distinguishes us, I believe, in this program.
Well, you move right into my next question. That's about the curriculum. You know, what are some of the key learning points?
That would be a good question for Mike. He's going to take that over. Him answer that one.
Sounds good. Well, the students are going to start with a solid foundation in visualization, which means that they're going to be taking courses through the studio art courses, drawing, 2D foundations, 3D foundations, and the like. And then we'll give them a healthy dose of design thinking, right? So they're going to learn how to work through the design process, inspiration, ideation, implementation. And then once they understand what design is about, then we can start to build on top of those foundations. And so we'll get them into courses on design research. We'll teach them the software that industrial designers typically use. We'll get them into more specific courses, perhaps, you know, furniture design, healthcare design, housewares design. We'll bring in our industry sponsors, you know, where they'll be able to provide the students with a brief, and then the students will have to meet that challenge. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide them, with a healthy understanding of the design process, so that when they get out into the field, they can apply that process to whatever problem it is that they are given. Designers are trained to be flexible, and to work well with others, right? And so, designers, you know, at least most designers, unless you're some, you know, design rock star, you're probably not designing on an island somewhere. You have to learn how to work with engineers and marketers and computer scientists and graphic designers and architects or businessmen, whoever it is that is going to help you bring these products to market. And so they're going to learn how to be great designers. They're going to learn how to be great innovators. They're going to learn how to be great collaborators.
Great. Let's get a profile of your students. Again, back and forth with our answers here. What type of student are you looking for? Who's I don't want to say ideal. Is there a typical student? What qualities are needed for this challenge in a good way? I'll start with you, Mike.
Well, oftentimes, at least here at the University of Notre Dame, so from experience, oftentimes we get students who got into architecture and engineering and realized it wasn't quite as creative as they thought it was going to be. And so, you know, they find their way over to design. At Western Michigan, what we're hoping is that because of the strong support for art and music and design in the Kalamazoo area, that we're going to have a lot of students that directly out of high school know that they want to be designers. And those students will probably have some sort of art background, not needed, but you know, they probably have some sort of art background. So maybe someone told them once, hey, you're pretty good at drawing. Maybe you should be an architect. a student like that, but also a student that's good at math and science, somebody that wants to be able to take their artistic talents and put them to work commercializing products to make a difference in the world.
Mike Dunlap.
Yeah, Dan, when will the first class arrive, and how many are you recruiting for each class? And also, I mean, are they all freshmen, or are you bringing in transfer students from other programs or colleges and universities?
This is being recruited right now for the fall of 17. The class is mostly filled, but we still have a few spots still open. So if you're interested, please contact us. We'll give you that information at the end of the show. The students really are coming from all over the place, and many of them are freshmen. They'll be new students in the fall, but we do have some students that are currently at the university that have said, hey, that's really what I was looking for, and they're moving into the program already, and we expect occasionally a few transfers. It is a very robust program. It's a four-year, very tracked, very full program with very few electives. It will be difficult to transfer into, but not impossible, and so clearly we want to keep our possibilities open for every student who has interest.
Now, which colleges really are involved in this program, and what is the actual degree that they'll actually receive?
Yeah, that's great. The Bachelor's of Fine Arts, a BFA in Product Design, were nationally accredited, and that was one of the hallmarks at all three of our colleges involved. Business, Engineering, and Fine Arts are nationally accredited, which is actually quite unique when we looked at all of our competition around the country. And those accrediting programs are very specific. That is, there'll be a BFA in Product Design. But it is part of an institute, which is an entity at Western's campus that can deliver degrees, and that institute will house the product design degree, and that's the Product Design and Innovation Institute, named after Jim and Lois Richmond, benefactors, alums and benefactors of the university who have been very generous over the years. Many of our listeners know of the Richmond Center, where our gallery and so forth are located, and they have given us $3 million to create this institute, which will house this program, and is the seed money for the renovation of Middle Corman, where this will be housed.
Great. Well, we've got about 8 minutes left. Need to rush.
Yeah. Right. What will a graduate expect in terms of a job or a career? I mean, independent designers, corporate designers. What should they? What might be their end? Their job when they get out of the school.
Well, I think all in the above and more, we have quite a few corporate partners involved with this project. They were engaged early on. We felt it was necessary to say, hey, if we're creating graduates to go out into the industry, what do the industry partners want? What do they want those skill sets to be? And so we had people from Eaton and from Landscape Forms and Fabri-Cal and Stryker and Newell Rubbermaid and Tekna and Whirlpool, all of our local partners down there in Kalamazoo and the region, and said, you know, hey, come on in. And those designers were involved for that curriculum process, gave us great feedback. They're going to be hosting our students for internships and residencies in the sophomore and junior years. And really, those grads, we hope, will go work for those corporate partners and others here in Grand Rapids and Michigan and beyond. But many will want to start their own businesses, go out and start their own startups. We have a lot of alumni who have done that. And that's that entrepreneurial spirit that we want to infuse in our students.
Yeah. Let's see if this is a question for you on the phone, Mike. Speaking of West Michigan businesses, how can West Michigan businesses participate, engage, benefit from your program?
Well, the best way of doing that is to get in contact with us about setting up an industry-sponsored project. And so, you know, they can bring a challenge to the students. We could find the right group of students to meet their needs, and then we could put together teams to meet those challenges. So, you know, oftentimes these businesses will bring challenges to the university that have stumped them for years, or perhaps it's just a problem that although they feel it's important to them, they just don't have the time to meet. And so, you know, getting, you know, 20 eager students, you know, fresh eyes on a problem is oftentimes valuable to these companies. And so I would encourage, you know, any company in Western Michigan or any company that feels like they could benefit from one of these projects to contact us. But beyond that, we're hoping that we're going to be able to get these students into internships as soon as possible with these companies, and then hopefully employment after that. You know, the way that this is going to be successful is if we have a strong network, a strong alumni network, if we have a strong corporate network, so that we could get these students as much interaction with industry as possible. And what we feel is that through this institute, where they're going to be getting business courses, they're going to be getting engineering courses, that we're going to be preparing these students not just to be traditional industrial designers, but we're going to be preparing them to be directors and strategists, design leaders, and so the local industry is certainly going to benefit from these students graduating and then matriculating into the workplace.
Mike, probably a couple more questions.
Yeah, well, one thing we haven't touched on, and that's the building, the brick and mortar. Where this program is going to be housed, and how did it happen?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the key point of that Essential Richmond gift. We were looking to raise between $6 and $7 million to renovate, which ironically is the original site of the old industrial design program. So Corman Hall, Middle Corman Hall, attached to our current Gwen Frossett School of Art, which is in South Corman. So it really is ideal situation. The first and third floors, about 28,000 square feet, will be renovated between now and the summer of 2018. So our freshman class will move into the building as sophomores, which again is perfect because that first year they're really focusing on their foundational art skills and the Frossett School of Art. And then that building, that first floor, will be community space. They'll come in, they'll see some of the shop, the metal and woods and foam and thermoplastics and the 3D printing and the CNC machines. And there'll be a gallery space and a community space to show the work of what our students are working on. And then the third floor will be kind of a secure proprietary space, because we will have projects for our corporate partners we're working on. And that'll be where the studios are and the faculty offices. And that's where the students, where the magic will happen, if you will. All the computer-aided design work and the hand drafting and sketching and all of those elements, where the students will be able to have a studio space where they can have their work and keep it there and really have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access through swipe card access. We want our students to be able to – creativity hits you at all times, right? And we want students to be able to be in there and work whenever they want to.
All right, Michael Dunlap, time to wrap up.
Well, I've been actively involved in this program really for about 4 months myself. I've been working trying to create awareness here around the Grand Rapids, Holland, Muskegon, Grand Haven region. The university's done a great job along the I-94 corridor, and so with many of my contacts, especially in the furniture industry and amongst the design community, been out getting it, knocking on some doors and getting the word out, and I've had a ball doing it. This has been a wonderful, rewarding experience for me.
Great. Okay, so final comments. We'll start with you, Michael Elwell, on the line, please. How do we find out, maybe a take-home message, and how do we find out more and get in touch with you?
Sure. I certainly wouldn't be leaving my alma mater, the University of Notre Dame, where I'm quite happily employed, if I didn't believe that this wasn't a tremendous opportunity at Western Michigan. An opportunity for me, an opportunity for the students, and I'm thrilled to get started. I would love to talk to any students or any corporate partners that would be interested in perhaps partnering with us, joining us on this journey. And so while I'm transitioning from Notre Dame to Western Michigan, the best way to contact me would be through mike.elwell@gmail.com. My last name is E-L-W-E-L-L, so mike.elwell@gmail.com. And I will respond to you as quickly as possible, because we are looking for partners to lay that groundwork. So please contact me.
First Associate Professor and Director of the Richmond Product Design and Innovation Institute at WMU. And you, Dan Guyette, share your contact information. Again, currently serving as Dean of the College of Fine Arts at Western Michigan University.
Yeah, Shelley, you can reach me through the website at Western Michigan. It's daniel.guyette@wmich.edu is my personal email. And happy to talk to anybody, students, corporations, and individuals who would be interested in being a part of this new innovation program.
Sounds like you're ready. The doors are open. Michael Dunlap, take it home.
My contact information is very simple. www.mdunlap-associates.com. Email is mike@mdunlap-associates.com. My phone is 616-786-3524.
All right. Special edition of our From Where I Sit. Kind of like it. Let's keep it up. Bring in those experts from our community. Take care, gentlemen. Thank you for your good words.
Thank you, Shelley.